the rest of the story. Little Laura Bridgman, daughter of a New Hampshire farm family, was normal and healthy at birth, but when she was two, the scarlet fever struck. In the epidemic, two older sisters died. Some of Laura Bridgman died as well, her ears and her eyes. 2 years passed before Laura was strong enough even to sit up all day, another full year before she could move about without tiring quickly, but her hearing and her eyesight, stolen by the fever, were never to return. Her parents became increasingly concerned. Laura needed far more attention than they were able to give her. Well, on the Bridgman farm, there was an old handyman named Asa Tenney. Asa Tenney. Townsfolk had poked fun at Asa for at least two generations. Addled, some called him. A dimwit, others said. And yet, while mere difference breeds intolerance in small, hard hearts, Asa Tenney managed to charm those who teased him with his innocence and his innate kindness, and as one might imagine, Asa's own very large and tender heart went out to little Laura Bridgman. "I'd be pleased to look after the girl a while," he often told Laura's mother. And one day, when the woman was particularly preoccupied, she accepted. Hours had gone by before the family took note of Laura's absence and rushed in all directions to locate her. They found her with Asa Tenney. And to the amazement of all, this child, who habitually recoiled from the awareness of anything new, this tiny creature, both insulated and isolated for lack of abilities most would consider essential, this lonely, easily frightened young soul, who had learned practically nothing useful in her half-dozen years on Earth, now appeared to be smiling from her soundless darkness, even laughing out loud, as the addled old handyman Asa Tenney gently pressed finger signs into her little palms, the first words in what would become a boundless dictionary in Laura Bridgman's mind. Thereafter, Asa and Laura were constant companions, talking through the sign language he taught her. And yet what the old handyman gave the little deaf and blind girl was more than words can tell. For his devotion, his affection paved the way that led Laura Bridgman out of her quiet darkness. History records that Laura's remarkable progress attracted the attention of Dr. Samuel Gridley Howe, director of a famous school for the blind in Boston, that in the autumn of 1837, Dr. Howe invited Laura to his school for the purpose of investigating this phenomenon, heretofore deemed impossible, the education of young children who are both deaf and blind. For not only did Laura Bridgman prove that age-old preconception false, she remained at the Perkins Institution to write poetry and an autobiography and to inspire students of her own. Among them, a headstrong young woman named Anne Sullivan, who herself one day taught an unhearing and unseeing little girl named Helen Keller. So now whenever you hear the oft-told story of the miracle worker, you'll trace that soft, strong chain of love, one link at a time, back to miracle number one, an old handyman of whom the townspeople made fun, except for one. For now you know the rest of the story.